All right, our next presenter is going to be Dana Sturck. She's representing Booz Allen Hamilton and the Guard Your Health Small Steps to a Healthier You, overall winner in the print category of the 24th annual PHEHP Public Health Materials Contest. So let's welcome Dana to the podium for her presentation.
Thank you. My colleague Jill Herzog was going to present, but she had some travel challenges. So she may join us for the very end, but I have been the project manager for this work over the past 2 years from the beginning. So you're in good hands with me, and I can certainly answer questions and talk about it. So today what we wanted to do was to talk about a little bit about the Guard Your Health campaign in general, and then delve a little bit deeper into the, what you call a mini campaign or the health challenge of small steps to a healthier you. So overall, what is Guard Your Health? It is an effort that supports the Army National Guard Chief Surgeon's efforts to build and maintain a resilient, adaptable, and medically ready force. Guard soldiers' dual role as citizens and soldiers makes it really challenging for them to access Army programs or resources or facilities, which can really negatively impact their physical and mental readiness. Much of the information that is developed is really for the active duty force. So folks who are on installations every day or live nearby and can access these kind of materials or resources or support networks, where our soldiers are really only with their units about 20% out of the whole year. So drilling once a month for a weekend, once a month, and then during a summer training. So a lot of what our goal, kind of our mission was to really reach these soldiers where they are at work, at home, online. We'll start to see a lot of connections between what I'm going to say and what we just chatted about. So really the overarching purpose of the Chief Surgeon's mission is to increase awareness and education to reinforce self-responsibility for wellness and diminish health risks that may impact the soldiers, so that to make sure that they really are fit to serve, because they can be called on a moment's notice. So even though they're only kind of drilling or with their units a small percentage of time, they can be called at any point in time. So we want to make sure really that they're ready. The content that we developed is really targeted towards this group of 35,000 soldiers and their families, that really talks about their dual roles as being a citizen, a regular person, and being a soldier, and that you have to be ready and able to do both. Our core audience segmentation mimics the Army Guard's audience. So our main target audience is 18 to 28 year old male soldiers. We also target female soldiers, older soldiers, of course, but the bulk of the folks fall into this category, so that's a lot of who we target. We were able to do some formative research prior to the development of Guard Your Health, which was a surprise and absolutely wonderful to be able to do, because lots of times, you know, we can't. So we were able to do some secondary research, including kind of just baseline demographic research of the kind of the state of the health of the soldiers, and then within the state as well in general, communications audit and environmental analysis of similar or health kind of campaigns within the military as well as within the civilian population, and literature reviews, of course. We were able to also do some primary research, focus groups within five state guards. We got to go to five different states of varying sizes to conduct focus groups, both with the soldiers themselves and leaderships, to hear their perceptions and the differing perceptions on the health issues that are important to them and how they feel about that. Key informant interviews, intercept interviews, and we were able to field an online and paper survey as well with the different units within these different states. See, some of the high kind of level research is certainly not going to be surprising, but they really wanted information that was easy to understand and tailored to them and their demographic. They do get information from their friends, their families. Sometimes they get the information from their commanding officers. They will dash off an email, and something as simple as, I have a rash, what do I do? Or they, you know, and they certainly search. They get all kinds of questions like that. Or they search online. So it's, you know, important. It's important for us to educate these kind of this baseline, the commanding officer leadership, as well as the soldiers themselves. And one of the surprising and kind of but good things was that they really did honestly believe that health is their personal responsibility. They knew that it was not somebody else's responsibility to make them healthy. And again, we're the active duty. If you don't meet your height and weight standards, you have to go back every day, or, you know, there's somebody who's watching over you and kind of hounding you to make sure you get there. And with this population, they just don't have that. And so they know it's really up to them to be ready. So the Guard Your Health campaign in general is primarily based on the theory of reasoned action and the theory of planned behavior. So some of our, again, touching on our social marketing frameworks, which suggests that the best predictor of an individual's likelihood to make a healthy choice is based on their intention to act or make a change. And intention is determined by beliefs in the outcome, as well as how people that they trust will view the behavior, and so that their behavior is greatly influenced by their perceived benefits, costs, and social norms. We also touch upon and bring into the science of habits framework, which you'll kind of see a little bit later too, which suggests that healthy choices are influenced by creating new habits. So instead of going to the vending machine at 3 o'clock for the snack, it's take a little quick walk at 3 o'clock, or adding a new behavior to his existing one, like flossing while watching television. Overall, the social marketing kind of framework in our research for Guard Your Health, we developed the following goals and objectives. Really, our kind of mantra is educate, inspire, and activate. We look to support the Army Guard soldiers in taking personal responsibility for their health and wellness by making small changes that impact their health and medical readiness, providing tailored information for our soldiers in their life space. Again, the home, the work, where they work, where they play, online, and appealing to both aspects of being a citizen and being a soldier. Delivering messages that connect body, mind, spirit. That's a piece within the military, is this kind of total force fitness concept. And it is something that it's a culture change that the military is going through in understanding health, and it is something that they're starting to buy into and it's starting to move along, so we really wanted to enforce that, as well as achieving peak performance, which is certainly a goal of the soldiers. It's a goal of their leadership as well, and that's a sort of a concept that they tie into being healthy. And then engaging the state guards to support the medical readiness and share our health promotion messages within the states. The Army Guard is an interesting, or the National Guard in general, it's an interesting organization to work with because the states really own, for lack of a better word, their guard units. So while Army or the National Guard headquarters may say, hey, you need to be doing this or you should be doing this, it's really up to the states to implement and choose how they want to do it, whether they want to do it or not, and if they're going to report back as well. So some of our implementation tactics, this page just shows kind of a screenshot of the different tactics we use within Guard Your Health. So we have a really robust interactive website and multimedia effort. So we launched guardyourhealth.com in June 2013, and that's a central location to really try to connect, provide all the health and readiness information for soldiers since they're not on a base, they're not getting it anywhere else, and they do look for their information online. It was developed in a responsive framework, and it's not just a sign of the times. It really was something that we heard when we were conducting research that, again, most of these soldiers have much easier access through phones and tablets, their smartphones and tablets, versus a computer. And about 53% of our users now come from mobile devices. We keep seeing that kind of grow every day. We have interactive tools like an Army physical fitness test tool, which folks can plug in their measures, and this is just one measure that affects their medical readiness, just so they can kind of gauge where they are. And then on the flip side of that, so when they kind of find out what their scores and numbers are, we actually have, as part of our materials, we have a Army physical fitness test prep series. So 30, 60, 90 days out, downloadable kind of tip sheets to take to the gym, to take home, how to prepare for this to be ready in time for the test, as well as videos that accompany that as well. And then we also have inspirational videos of real soldiers sharing their personal stories of overcoming challenges to achieve positive health outcomes. Social media is huge for us. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr currently, and about 35% of our website referrals do come from directly from social media channels. And I think even from that, like it's like 85 or 90% are the online versions of those. And there we share health information. We have a branded series of tips, like soldier health tips, like, you know, brush your teeth. I mean, something as basic as brush your teeth or put on sunscreen, things like that. Share health alerts, motivational videos, quizzes, that sort of thing. And then it also gives us the opportunity to crowdsource to get the interests and preferences of our soldiers and our users on different health topics or different tools or things that we want to do. materials. We had a direct mail postcard and things we give away at conferences. We developed series that folks can download and take with them, like the prep series. And then as far as outreach, we have a partnership program, which we call the Community Support Network, and there we engage other DoD entities and nonprofit organizations to help reach service these soldiers within their own communities. And then we also conduct state outreach to try to find champions in each of the different states that can kind of take our messages and share them with the different soldiers. So small steps to a healthier challenge. So these What this effort was is the materials that we put forth for the contest. So this was one of our first really big integrated digital challenges, which encouraged audiences to make one small change a day for 28 days, like climb 10 flights of stairs or mini breathing or meditations or swapping fruit for sugary dessert one day. And that, you know, research has shown that when people begin a small activity, they wind up doing more than planned. So if you're already on the floor doing 5 push-ups, you may do 10, you may do 15, because, hey, you're already there. You might know it keeps going. And that, so people wind up doing kind of more that way. And this challenge was based on behavioral psychology principles, our audience interests, and similar health challenges that are kind of all the rage on social media and shared digitally. And so we wanted to take advantage of what our audience is looking to do. So let's see, we launched Small Steps in February 18th, and that included 10 days of pre-event promotion and registration, and then 28 days of the actual challenge. And we chose to do this in February on purpose. So this was after the New Year's resolution sort of start to fizzle, and people are starting to feel bad, like, I made this resolution, and I didn't really do it, I should really do something. And so this was kind of an easy way to help kind of jumpstart people getting back into that healthy mindset after the resolutions may have not gone so well. The challenge encouraged individuals to make gradual challenges or these small steps that were simple, measurable, and relatively easy to accomplish, and then consider making more permanent changes or routines in their behaviors. The challenge used a combination of social media. We were on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. We had a special web page developed for this, a texting campaign, and then engaging materials and traditional outreach that we use to encourage and maintain to keep people participating over this 38-day period. And participants could accept the challenge as a whole, and or they could accept the daily challenge each day. The webpage also displayed a feed from the hashtag small steps, and it pulled to help kind of pull an audience participation, and it pulled, so I think this is a picture of the folks that were participating in that challenge for the day, and so that showed up on the website so that to encourage others that are like themselves to participate or even just take a little small step that day, whether they're part of the challenge or not. And then this webpage also kind of pushed audiences to other features that already existed, like expert. We have a Ask the Expert feature, health tips. We have a community forum on different topics like nutrition, exercise, sleep, family resilience, that sort of thing. So again, the challenge was designed to really help the audiences overcome the first and biggest hurdle to behavior change, which is getting started. So we wanted to try to make it easy for them. And the challenge was meant to give individuals a crash course in the meaningful micro changes that they can make on a daily basis that actually, when added together, they have a larger impact and achieve lasting results. Also to educate audiences how to make small changes that can stick, that can be built upon progressively as well, that have meaningful health impact. The challenge for us as well served as a precursor, almost as a test, to kind of gauge interest, test technology and tools and different outreach tactics before we kind of go on a larger scale. The intent is, part of what we heard is research is people sort of wanted to focus, it's easier, and people wanted to focus on one thing that really affected them. And so our plan is to kind of take small steps for weight or eating or sleep or that sort of thing. So this was a kind of an easy and fun way to kind of test the different concepts that we could then grow upon to make a larger scale program. And so these are the starts of the materials. Our audience is highly, highly visual. So we have we had a series of infographics and a series of 24 different kind of small little reminder graphics or little tips that allow us to educate our soldiers in a way that they understand, but they're also highly shareable, so that the soldiers themselves would then take these infographics or images and then share them with other soldiers, friends, family members to kind of keep that chain going. The materials broke down the health of behaviors into simple, digestible, easy steps. This 10 steps infographic was one of our more popular ones, and that touched on a variety of different topics to improve the overall health of soldiers and families. And so it was things like spending time outside, socializing, hydrating, mindful eating, or things like that. So things that are easy to achieve and also have been proven to help boost individuals' moods and health. And these materials are shared through social media and the website. And this is another set of infographics that we had, why doing good is good for your health, and to stop multitasking at mealtime. And all these imageries, all the imagery is available, is currently and was available for download on the website at guardyourhealth.com/smallsteps. And we also developed a supporters toolkit so that with all these materials that were downloadable, so that either they share our notes on social media or they can just take it and make their own posts. So let's see. So the results by the numbers, we had 1,260 people accept the challenge. We had 1,440 people accept the daily challenges. So if you remember, you didn't have to accept the full challenge, and people could accept each one day or kind of do both. So there certainly is overlap within there. Website visits increased about 300%. Our Facebook page was really popular, 110,000 mentions and shares. And we also conducted a Facebook marketing campaign during this time as well to promote the posts and promote the effort. And, you know, with that, it really helped us to see and understand that a majority of our Facebook fans, at least, now self-identify with the Army Guard and within our target demographic of the males of, well, at least 16 to 28-year-olds. And that 10 simple ways to look and feel better was our top performing infographic with more than 1,000 views. A little bit more. In addition, some other things that were beneficial to us, we garnered interaction from 36 state and territory guard accounts on social media. And so this was something that, as I mentioned before, there's no mandate for people to be friends with us or to support us. So we really are doing grassroots outreach to try to get the states on board and to support what we're doing and share our health messages. So this was a great, great, great opportunity and was attractive to them to do so. We were promoted by at least 50 different Department of Defense entities, nonprofits, and National Guard or Army leaders. We were featured on the homepage of major military websites like Army.mil and NationalGuard.mil, where our folks are. And we actually inspired other states to develop and launch their own small steps campaigns. So we provided materials and resources for their states to launch their own, some like mini challenges as well. Some key takeaways that we found was that the audience interest and engagement for this small steps challenge effort suggested that other initiatives definitely could benefit from this phased approach of changing behavior. It's not, you know, and we all know this, you can't make one big change. You kind of got to build up to it and get into it and build the habits and the routines to be successful. The text campaigns and emails were a really effective means of driving participation and maintaining the engagement within the community, especially when paired with the web and social media. And then this was one of the bigger ones, was that these social-driven campaigns really do benefit from having a framework and having a structure so people don't have to think too much, but it also allowed them some personalization and interpretation on how to participate. So it's, again, walk up 10 stairs. Well, they can choose when to do it, how to do it. You go to the gym and do it, you know, do it elsewhere, add to it, that sort of thing. And this was helpful for us to really kind of save costs and increase effectiveness down the road so that we could use a pilot variation for this longer-term campaign concept challenge concept that we're looking to implement. So, I mean, all in all, we were thrilled with the challenge, and most importantly, the Chief Surgeon of the Army Guard was thrilled with the effects or the outcomes of this. So small but mighty and impactful. And so with that, if you have any burning questions, I'll take them. Anything comes to mind, we can chat at the end. So, yes, so our materials are only in English currently. We have this is an ongoing challenge within the military in general, because you're supposed to, speak English. So for soldiers, it's a sort of a challenge that you get through. So for soldiers, everything is in English. However, we have been looking to translate into other languages for the family materials, at least. So it's a way to sort of get around that awkwardness, especially because we know families are a major impetus into getting care, to getting support and encouraging and that sort of thing, so that we can do translation. We haven't done it yet, but there certainly is that possibility to do so.
All right, thank you, cool. Dana.
Thank you very much.